Thank you for pausing.
That's fine. This is part two of Kate Voss's second interview. We just had to take a quick pause. Just a reminder, today is still June 25th, 2015. I'm still Kelsey Bovell. This is still Kate Voss.
Absolutely.
And where we just left off was talking about the community garden, the kids planting things helter-skelter, and so many applicants with so few spots. So is this a program you guys are going to want to keep going with the younger kids doing the garden?
Absolutely. It's been exciting to have the garden. It's a nice asset. We did some experiment this year where we did mounding for the garden, and we did straw bale. The mounding was limited success. The straw bale did not work, but it's all about experimentation. It teaches the kids that everything is not going to be perfect. It doesn't go along the way. And the same with the science club. We've put in plants. We'll see what flourishes. We'll see what we can attract as far as birds and bees. But this is a way that the kids can learn to be good stewards of the environment. We are also going to use the stream again for science to do some maybe experiments. Maybe we can do some tracking. Is the water quality getting better? But this is something that threads through their neighborhood. This is something that they need to be involved with. And so the stream itself is a great resource for us to use for science, to use for art, and to use to collect stories up from. Most people that you talk to have been here forever talk about the leeches. Is that true? I don't know. But everybody talks about going down to the stream, getting leeches, and having to pick them off. Whether it's true or not, it makes for good stories. And I'm hearing this story consistently. These need to be recorded. And I think that could be well served with our oral history project.
All right, so you mentioned the water quality of the stream. And what I heard recently is that there's a gas leak coming directly into Pleasant Run. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit?
I, too, got an alert from Roe, which is good about getting information out into the community about water quality. And so there was the gasoline spewing into the stream, again, that runs right through our neighborhood. It is summer. I see the kids out there wading in it. I see that they are throwing fishing poles in there. Is there anything to catch? I don't know, but our kids are down there in the stream interacting, and the pollution is high there. And I don't believe that we have enough posting. I don't believe we have enough education into our neighborhood to let people know that this is a real concern. And I would like also, if this is a concern, to let the community know that and to be advocates for the cleanup. And so just spewing gasoline into the stream, so often it is okay to do environmental abominations in neighborhoods like ours because they know that people will not push back. That is changing. People are becoming advocates, not only the people who are moving in, but as our community gets information, it's also people who are been in the neighborhood for a long time and they want to see change. And I think that the momentum is there and you can't stop it.
So one of the problems with the gas leak are the CSOs, the combined sewer overflows, which every time it rains more than, I believe, a quarter inch of rain, it basically lets sewage into the waterway. And while there is a fix that the government's trying to do of an underground storage area for the water, Pleasant Run is going to be the very last community connected to this.
Absolutely. Regretfully, we have one of the highest instances of CSOs spewing sewage into the stream, and it's an ancient, long, not well maintained area for infrastructure, and we are on the list to make changes for that, but it's long time coming. We are also downstream for the the coke plant that has spewed pollutants into the stream for generations. It is now closed, but that continues to leach into the stream. And so a combination of many factors have made the stream very unhealthy. Some of us have put on waders, I did, against my better judgment, and have walked the stream to see what the health is, to see what the banks look like, to see what is any kind of wildlife. We do see that things are getting improved, but there's a great amount of erosion. There are still pools of pollution in there, and so these are the things that we can make a change now that there is an awareness and a desire to make this a good place to be.
With so many big changes taking place, what are some of your hopes of what's going to happen with the waterway health, with the community health, and with the school's health?
I'm hoping that the stream itself will be a centerpiece for change in a positive way for our community. As the stream gets healthier, I'm hoping that the community will improve its health. I'm hoping that the stream will be used as a centerpiece, as a treasure for our community, where we can gather families for activities, where the school can be seen using the stream as a resource for teaching, as for science, for art, and for health, and for the sense that this is part of their community, this is part of their history, and this is part of something that can be transformational in so many respects.
So to close the interview, I'd like to finish with what your focus is, the kids of Sense and the surrounding community. And so what do you think the impact of educating the next generation who will live here will be on the community in Pleasant Run?
I think it's important for them to know the environment that they live within, to be a good stewards of their environment. I again believe that we are at a tipping point in our environment itself, and that if we do not listen to what we have done to the earth and make changes for a positive, that it could be dire for the generations going forward. The very health of the environment is symbolic of what is going on in the stream. And as it gets better, I'm hoping that there's going to be improvements, a rejoicing of having the stream, of that being a centerpiece for lots of wonderful activities, and that we can all embrace that. Not just those who are moving in, but those who've been here for generations.
Is there anything that you wish I would have asked you but I did not?
I don't think that I can think of anything offhand, but I would like the findings that you're finding along the stream, the stories, if you could give that back to us, if that would be a possibility, that then I can get that back out into the community, that the families know that their voice is important, and that you and the others that are trying to capture those, and that it is important to what they say and how they live and the changes in their community, and they are part of that.
All right, definitely. So thank you for your participation and the interview
you.
And the project.
I appreciate it.